following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. On the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by University of Phoenix and Miller Lite.
We're getting defensive here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. From Hallis Hall, I'm Zach Zaidman, pleased to be joined by the starting safeties, Chris Conte and Major Wright. I think this is the first time you guys are on the program together.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
First time.
Do you have the natural chemistry on the field, now off the field?
Yeah, I feel like we both has grown on the field and off the field. It's not just, you know, on the field thing. We feel like, you know, we communicate off the field and as well on the field.
Give me an idea on the field of how long it took you guys to get a rapport. Where are you at the point now where you can trust just by giving a guy a look or a glance?
Yeah, I definitely think, you know, I look over, I just point at him. He knows, hey, I got this, I got that. So it's definitely, you can communicate things with just a look. But, you know, we try to communicate every time before the huddle too.
This might sound like a silly question, but I've never been out there doing what you guys do. And it takes time to really learn the nuances of this defense, right?
Yeah, it does. And being that this is my third year in it, and this is Chris' second, it takes time and growth. And I feel like, you know, with me and him being in here, you know, as many years as we has been, I have grown and he have grown, you know, and in certain aspects of the game.
You know, yeah. Give me an idea, because, you know, last year you were coming off that New Orleans game. Man, it was an ugly game against the Saints in week two. Give me an idea of how far you've come from that game to where you are now a year later.
It's crazy. Just how comfortable you become. It's just on a whole different level, you know, just knowing the guys that you're out there with, what to expect, and, you know, what threatens you, I think, is the biggest thing. What do you have to look out for in each defense, and just having kind of a set, you know, a thing that you go through, like a pattern you go through for each play. You know,
defense, like a checklist.
Yeah, like a checklist, kind of. Like you get the call in, then you go, all right, what am I looking for? All right, this is what they could do to me, and then you have to be prepared for that. So you kind of get in a mindset and a frame of mind where you have a checklist that you go through each play, and you get ready for each play, and you know what to do and what to expect.
Now, Major, in year three, are you at a point now where you kind of not only know where you have to be geographically as a defensive player, but now you know, because you've been out there a number of times, how that offense is going to attack the defense that you play based on a certain situation in the game?
Yeah, now I'm more aware of, you know, the plays that can be ran, the formations that, you know, different routes is ran out of. And, you know, that kind of, you know, the growth, like I said earlier, it's the growth into this defense. And, you know, if I see it, I communicate it with Chris, or, you know, before the play even happened, or before we get the personnel, I'd be like, Chris, okay, look, this personnel, look, be alert for this, be alert for that, you know. And we just communicate on the field, and yeah. I feel like that's key.
Yeah.
Major Wright, Chris Conte, our guest here on Bears All Access. I think John Hoke has a saying, and you guys probably know it by heart, that something about being the deepest of the deep and the widest of the wide, right? Something like that?
We always say you got to be deepest as a man, and then when the ball's thrown, deepest as a ball. So.
Okay, because you guys are the last line of defense,
exactly.
With the Bears defense. Now, it sounds simple enough, but other teams know you're trying to do that, and they try to pull you out of those areas of the field. Why is it so hard?
You know, I think when you get, you know, they're always trying to attack you in a certain way. You know, you can get someone to your side in cover two, you know, running a dig route, and they're trying to run a route behind you. So it's easy for you to get sucked up on things. And, you know, they get paid too. So they are running routes trying to get us, and we just have to be disciplined.
It's like a hollow principle. You know, they try to make you bite on the lower route and try to send something behind you.
Now, when you have the kind of, and I don't want to say overall success, but, you know, defensively, you kind of limited what the Packers were able to do a week ago. And when you take on a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, who might be the best that there is in the game right now, when you go through that, it must fill you up with confidence. For example, this week, when you take on a guy who's a little bit less experienced than Sam Bradford.
Yeah, I think so. I think just the way we prepare for each game is the same, though. I think we go with the mindset that, you know, we can't get beat deep, but we, you know, we want to make plays. So I don't think we really, we know that Aaron Rodgers is probably one of the best quarterbacks in the league, but I don't think we're going to prepare differently because we think Sam Bradford is not as good as him. So we prepare the same, I think, every week.
Every week is basically takeaways. You know, our defense is based off takeaways and scoring. And, you know, every week, week in and week out, it don't matter who we play, we just want to, you know, create takeaways and get our offense back the ball.
Boy, and that D-line, they've been giving you guys an opportunity to do your thing. Tim Jennings has benefited. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at the kind of pressure, you know, it all starts with Julius Peppers, the attention he demands. But now, as opposed to, say, last year, the other guys on that defensive line
Henry
are taking
Melton,
advantage.
Stephen Paya, everybody's, you know, everyone on the D-line is doing a great job. And that's what makes our whole defense go, really.
Where do you guys, and again, it's 2 weeks, where do you guys want to get better?
I think always with us, it's takeaways. We want to score. That's what we say every day. So I think me and Mays, that's what we want. We want to get the ball and score.
The ball is the main, is the key.
We'll get to more of the questions about some of the stuff that happened in the Packers game and a look ahead to the Rams. But I do want to ask some interesting things that I've been peppered with on Twitter over the last couple of weeks. Number one, Major Wright changed his number. You're now 21.
I was 27. Now I'm 21.
Right, but that's what I mean. But you were 21 in college, right?
Yep, correct.
And seemingly from the time that you were this big, you were 21.
21.
You were assigned 27 when you became a Bear, but now you're 21. Why?
I mean, I felt like, you know, that's my swagger number. So I wanted to get that back. And I had some couple of, you know, meetings. My mama's birthday is on the 21st. My little girl's birthday is on the 21st. So, you know, I just wanted to get that back and, you know, just have it.
So it's not an ode to Corey Graham and the great play that he provided for the Bears in his time in the uniform.
Now, you know, Corey brought his thing to the Bears, you know, special teams. And he was a great special teams player here. And, you know, me, I just wanted to get my 21 back, and I feel good in it.
Now, 47 is, I'm sure, no one ever walks in and says, hey, I want 47.
Mm-hmm.
So that must have been a number that they gave to you.
No, I chose 47.
Did you really?
Yeah. Well, I was number 17 in college. And so what I did, you take the 4, you cover up the little end of the 4, and it's 17. So I was like, it's the closest thing I can get to 17 because safeties, you can't be 17. So, all right, 47 looks the closest to 17, so I'll take 47.
Hey, if it's logical to you.
It makes sense to me.
Yeah,
right?
If you feel good in it, do it. That's kind of the way that we look at things. When we come back, I want to hit on something that happened last week that rarely ever happens to the Bears. And that's the other team catching you off guard on special teams. We'll explain what happened and a play that I think it's going to be a long time before we see something like that happen to the Bears again. Chris Conte, Major Wright with us on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Watch Bears Game Day Live, brought to you by Subway, Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. on Fox Chicago, and Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by Toyota, Sunday nights at 10:35 p.m. on Fox Chicago, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. With Chris Conte and Major Wright, I'm Zach Zabin. This is Bears All Access. All right, I'll just ask it simply. What happened on the fake field goal that led to a touchdown in Green Bay last week?
I think they just got us. They obviously schemed us. They saw what we came out with, I think, the first time, and we were overloaded to one side, and they just had a great play. They out-schemed us, and really, there was nothing I could do or we could do. Got double-teamed, and I just came, you know, looking for the fake. I thought at first maybe it was a pass or something. Tried to stay outside and then got double-teamed and had to see him up the middle. And really, they had us out-schemed, and there was really nothing that we could do on that play.
You know, usually you guys, as a special teams unit, you end up doing that mm-hmm. to the other teams.
Yeah. I think they saw us last year with the Johnny Knox play with the fake punt return.
Aaron Rodgers, even though it didn't count because of a Corey Graham penalty,
mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers, I think last year before the second game that the Bears and Packers played, called it maybe one of the greatest plays he's ever seen.
Oh, yeah, it was amazing play, and I think they saw that, and they wanted to bring their own little special teams magic to the game.
When that was happening, you talked about how you were double-teamed. When is the point in time where you know, uh-oh?
Right when it started. It was pretty much right when the guy came out. I was like, I don't know what can I do here? I was trying to do whatever I could, but really, there wasn't much I could do.
Is there? Do you replay that in, like, I'm sure on the bus ride back, on the plane ride back, you know, leading up to meetings the next day? Do you constantly replay it in your mind?
Whenever there's a play that you're involved in, which I think that game or that play especially changed the game. It was a big momentum shift. You always are going to think about what you could do or how things could have gone differently. And with that game, you know, it was close. What was the score when it was 3-0 at that point?
Yeah.
And you know, huge momentum shift, and I think kind of, you know, changed the dynamic of the game. So you're always going to go back and think, you know, if that didn't happen, what else could I have done to maybe stop this, and how would the game have been different? But it's hard to always, you know, go back and do that all the time.
So, but I'm sure there's a safeguard in place because other teams see it now. Mm-hmm. Now when that happens, I'm sure this week you guys adjust, tweak something.
We spent, you know, a lot of time in practice going over fakes, and I think we'll be prepared for anything that, you know, St. Louis or whoever has, you know, coming for us.
Chris Conte and Major Ryder guests here on Bears All Access. All right, it's been one of these crazy weeks, and I think sometimes people have to understand there's what gets reported, what you hear on the radio, what you see on television, what you read in the paper, and then there's the stuff that actually happens inside this building. So there's been a big soap opera this week. You guys know why. In the building, how long did it take to remove what happened in Green Bay and focus on the team that you're playing this Sunday in the Rams?
As soon as we came in and watched film, you know, we get it in. We, you know, we dreaded everything. You know, we get it all out of our system. As soon as we're done watching that film, you know, it's on to the next opponent. And we, you know, you gotta. It's, you know, we're professionals, so it's in and out. You know, bad play, good play. You know, you gotta get rid of and get ready to play for the next play. And you know, that week. Well, you know, that game we ended up losing, came back, watched film, and, you know, put it behind us.
And that's the way you look at it as a player. But you guys have families, you have friends, and they're watching the coverage of this thing. How many calls and text messages have you gotten, at least through the weekend, when everyone was watching all the other games, about what was happening here at Alice Hall?
You get a lot. You get stuff from family, and but I'm pretty good at ignoring that stuff. After the game, my mom will call. Mom, you know, maybe we'll talk later in the week. So it's good to have the ignore button on the iPhone, so you can just, you know, hit ignore.
Yeah, but it's mom. You can't do that to your mom.
She's how many miles away in the color of California? She ain't going to come out and get me, so I ain't too worried.
Yeah, but I'm sure your brother's calling.
Yeah. Brother calls, family, uncle, aunts, you know, everybody's calling, wants to know everything. But, you know, you just put that stuff, you can't worry about the outsiders, and we just kind of, you know, try to stay as a team and worry about ourselves.
Is it that simple?
It is. I mean, my family, either I won't pick up or I send a text. Look, okay, I'm not in a, you know, good mood to, you know, pick up the phone. And sometimes, you know, they understand, but sometimes they be like, why this, why that? But, you know, it's our job, so, you know, we have to, you know, sometime, you know, family, y'all need to sit back. I got this family that I need to come up here that I'm taking care of in Chicago right now, you know, and that's the Bears. So, you know, you got to tell them, hey, look, you know, I'm not in that type of mood. Like Chris said, you do have to ignore but
Is it though, and I know this, hopefully I phrased this correctly, but sometimes when you feel like everything's kind of caving in, you know what I mean, where everyone's kind of asking you all this stuff, does it bring you together as a team?
Yeah, I think so. I think you just got to realize that these are the people that you're with for the year. And that's the people that you have to rely on. And people don't know what goes on every day. You don't know. You weren't with us during practice, through summer camp, through off-season training. So I think we just have to go and rely on our coaches and each other.
It's like our brother. You know, we're at war, you know, on the field. You know, we're going to battle with, you know, our brothers. And, you know, I feel like no one really can get in between, you know, our brotherhood. And it's strong. You know, we play around together, you know, then we get serious together. So, you know, it's kind of more like we just down for each other. And we really, you know, we're going to go out and battle and have fun and, you know, just go like that.
Major Wright and Chris Conte are guests here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. The Bears want to thank Giordano's Famous Stuffed Pizza for providing dinner tonight. Stop by one of their 40 Chicagoland locations for the city's favorite stuffed pizza and visit Giordano's.com. I know you guys are looking at the box. You're ready to eat, but please just wait till the end of the show before you break out the fork and knife and start the feast. Now, playing at home, that has to help. You know, you look at what happened last week and last week alone, home teams were 14-2 around the NFL. It matters.
Yeah.
You know, to be able to bounce back after a game like that, to at least come home and be able to do your thing in front of fans that will support you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And definitely, you know, coming home to Chicago, you know, our fans, you know, we feel like our fans are the best fans out. Coming out there and playing in front of them is amazing. You know, we get the crowd into it. They love us, you know, and, you know, we go somewhere else, you know, it's all boo and all that stuff. But, you know, we get out there and we just basically playing for our fans.
And Lovie Smith said it this week. You heard about what Jay Cutler said last week. But just in case you're thinking about going to the game and you're going to be there Sunday, it's real simple. And you guys can illustrate this being defensive players. On the road, you know, when the opposing offense takes the field, you can hear a pin drop.
Yeah.
It's that quiet.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way I know you guys want it, Soldier Field.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as you guys take the field at Soldier Field on Sunday, not just when they're, you know, on third down, but the entire time mm-hmm. that the opposing offense is on the field, because when it gets loud at Soldier Field, you know, we're sitting right next to each other here. But you can hardly hear if it's that loud. So, you know, you might not get the play in the huddle if you're an offensive player, and definitely if you have to audible at the line.
You're not getting checks.
That's a huge deal, right?
Mm-hmm. It's huge. I think when we went and played in New Orleans last year, how many offside penalties did we have on offense?
Yeah, that was – I don't like to remember that game.
Was it New Orleans or Detroit? It was one of
– Both, actually. New Orleans and Detroit. Although New Orleans was as loud of a place as – you know, I've been to all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, that's as loud as a building I've ever been in. And Detroit, that Monday night game, was also extremely loud. It makes a difference.
It makes a huge difference. Let everybody know. Get loud on Sunday.
Well, you just had your chance on this big 50,000-watt station and the World Wide Web. All right. Chris Conti, Major Wright, our guest here on Bears All Access. You went to an interesting place, Chris, during the offseason. Major, I don't know if you know this. You're going to love this story when we come back next right here on Bears All Access on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears Insider brought to you by McDonald's, featuring Jeff Joniak and Bears head coach Lovie Smith, airs Monday nights at 7 p.m. on our sister station, News Radio 780 WBBM and 105.9 FM, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. I'm Zach Zabin. Good Friday evening to you. Here from Bears All Access at Hallis Hall with Major Wright and Chris Conti. And before the break, I mentioned, Major, that Chris visited a place this offseason that most of the men listening right now probably would want to go. You know, I wish you had called me and said, hey, join. I'm sure Major would have loved to have tagged along.
Man.
Yeah, you went to the Playboy Mansion.
Went to the Playboy Mansion.
For one of the big parties,
first
huh?
First time. Yeah, it was an ESPY party when the ESPYs were in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I got to take one of my best friends from growing up.
How'd you get the invite?
My agent helped me out.
Oh, so you know some people, huh?
Yeah. Helped me out. You know, living in L.A. helps a little bit. So, you know, first time there, though. And it was a good experience. I didn't get, you know, not quite what you would think the Playboy Mansion would be like, but
No, wait. You can't just like sweep that aside. What did you think it was going to be like?
Well, I don't know how much I can say on the air. But...
Come on, you went to Cal. Keep it clean.
You know, I was expecting to see a few more naked ladies. Let's just put it that way. And not as many as I thought there would be.
But what about? But I mean, you would think there were a lot of playmates there, right?
Yeah, there were a few.
A lot of fancy Hollywood actresses.
There was some body paint walking around, but not.
And you're into art?
Yeah, I'm very into art. Going to Berkeley, I studied art.
There you go.
No, but it was fun. It was a good time. I think it was a great experience to go and see the mansion. I got to take one of my best friends, like I said. But yeah, I was preparing myself for, you know, an eye-opening experience with just, you know.
You sound disappointed.
I was a little disappointed. I was very,
wow.
You know.
Wow.
I had high hopes.
So you walk. Give us an idea of the architect, because we've all seen pictures of it. But
yeah.
when you walked, did you see Hef?
I didn't see Hef. I didn't. I was hoping to see Hef and all his little Bond girlfriends and Bridget, and I don't even remember all their names. But
yeah, you're younger than me. You know all the. You're into it.
But yeah, I was expecting to see a lot of little blondes walking around. And there
what do you mean? You had to have seen a few blondes walking around. It's the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, there were a few, but it was the ESPY party, so there were a lot more athletes and, you know, guys, unfortunately.
Yeah, but everyone, you know, again, it's. I'm sure it was good for the bunnies. But Chris Conti, Major Wright, our guest here on Bears All Access, we're talking about Chris Conti's maiden voyage into the Playboy Mansion. And, you know, you mentioned that you grew up in L.A., and your grandfather was a big Hollywood star.
Yeah, big time.
And he starred in
The Godfather.
Yes, but you weren't a part of the Hollywood scene as a kid.
Not really. I think growing up in LA, like I had Martin Short's son was in my class. I knew I played soccer with Chevy Chase's daughter. You know, knew a bunch of movie stars, and having my dad in the industry, I knew a bunch of people. Met Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jean-Claude Van Damme, like, you know, tons of
Look
people.
Look at this guy, just yeah. name just, dropping.
Just a lot of people just being around, getting to meet a lot of people in the industry.
And Schwarzenegger, before he was the governor. You're talking about during the Terminator
yeah.
years,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. When he was a badass, yeah.
Major, did you go to school with anyone famous, or are the people in your high school talking about the fact that they went to school with you?
Not at all. I mean, I don't know if they're talking about me, but I haven't went with, I mean, to school with anybody, you know. I haven't met Arnold Schwarzenegger, and I haven't met Bruce Lee. I haven't met any of those guys. But, you know, a couple of kids did go to my school, and, you know, they just played sports, and that was it.
Like anyone that we would know, or?
Nah.
See? Nope. I mean, boy, Chris Conti
yeah,
lived the life, didn't he?
He had the life, man.
Southern California.
Man. I mean, you know, and it's a great place, Southern California, when the ground doesn't shake. I do think that it is interesting that you've experienced this. Maybe that's the reason you can walk into the Playboy Mansion and say, cracked up to be. Now, did they have any kind of parting gifts? Did you pick up anything cool at the Playboy Mansion? Did you meet anyone interesting there? He's smiling.
Yeah. I've got stories in like the back of my head that I would like to share, but maybe off the air. See. But yeah,
then don't share it.
I'm highly doubting it. So let's just say, you know, met some good people. Some athletes were there. It was a lot of fun.
Did they know who you were?
Definitely not. Definitely not. I felt like I was in high school.
That is awesome. All right. So when did you at any point in your life, when you were going through high school, did you even consider becoming an actor or doing something Hollywood related?
No, I don't think so. My dad did the film editing thing, and I was not interested at all. He sits in a room and edits film, and, you know, I think you guys do that around here a little bit, but not something that I want to do. I was always outside playing sports and with my friends.
Was it always football, or was
it? Was everything. I played every sport. I was outside all day. You know, I think the great things about being, you know, raised in California is that, you know, you get great weather and allows you to be outside all year long. So I think that benefited me a lot, and I played every sport and, you know, didn't do a lot of homework, but played outside a lot.
Now, I'm kind of – Major, I guess the biggest thing that you can say is that you went to school with Tim Tebow.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's it. Tim Tebow.
See, that's a pretty – are you – give me an idea here, because you saw him when he just started out, before he was the Tim Tebow that everyone knows today. Are you – just amazed by the following. Can you explain why this guy has the kind of following he's got?
Man, I mean, he's a great guy, and he's a leader.
And it's genuine. It's not.
Yeah, it's. I mean, he's a people's person. I mean, he's just a good dude. So I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's all I can give you. He's a good dude. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
Were you there for the speech?
Yeah, I was there for the speech.
Oh, man. You know what? Let's take a break. I want to hear about this because so much has been made of it, and we have a guy who was in the room when Tim Tebow gave the speech. I want to hear about that next with Major Wright and Chris Conti. I know it's not the Playboy Mansion, but it's still something juicy. That's next right here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears All Access rolls on here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score with the safeties Major Wright and Chris Conti. I'm Zach Sidman. Time now to select our Gibson's Player of the Week, brought to you by Gibson's Bar and Steakhouse. The player we select will receive a $500 gift card to Gibson's, and for helping pick the player, both of you guys will get a $150 gift card to Gibson's, the best meal in town. So put a lot of thought into this. All right, we need your vote for the best defensive player for from the Packers game. And here are the choices. Henry Melton, Julius Peppers, Tim Jennings, Lance Briggs, Shea McClellan. Who would you say was the defensive player of the game against Green Bay?
I'm going with Henry Melton.
This is what we think?
Yeah.
And
then the winner
will
get the $500 gift certificate to Gibson's.
Was this like a public opinion vote? Or
no, this is just between you. You're judge and jury. Both of you guys.
So he's saying Henry Melton.
He's saying Henry
Melton. So I have to pick someone different then.
No, you can say it was Henry Melton. You know, and you guys, eventually you have to reach a consensus.
Yeah, I like Henry Melton on that one then.
Best player from that game, Henry Melton.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Henry Melton gets a $500 gift card to Gibson's. Man, he's had a nice start to the season, hasn't he? Yeah.
Hopefully we'll get invited to that.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's listening right now and pumping his fist in the air because he's got to be a happy camper. That's a big meal.
That's a big meal.
Yeah. Although when you talk about football players, you know, $500 at Gibbs, I don't know. But anyway, it's good food. You guys will enjoy it. Bears Huddle and Bears Blitz brought to you by Jimmy John's is your chance to catch up on Bears news every Wednesday and Thursday at 4:30 p.m. on Comcast Sportsnet, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows. So Major Wright goes to school with Tim Tebow down at Florida. And a couple of years ago, I don't know if you've seen this speech. Everyone made a big deal about this. You know, you guys had lost a game to, I think, Ole Miss.
Yep.
Right? And it was, you know, they were expected to win every single game back then. And Tebow was not happy after that game. And he gave a speech that now they've, you know, the words of the speech are right outside the athletic facility, right?
Yeah, right out before you walk into the facility. It's a nice little long.
There's a big plaque with the now, was it off the – how did it happen?
I guess I'm – it was a big game, SEC, and you know, we lost that game, and everybody was down about that game, and you know, he got up there and went up there and just told him, you know, we won't lose another game, and we all stood up behind it.
See, it's easy to do when you're at Florida.
Yeah.
See, I'm guessing no one gave that kind of speech after the Green Bay game. That stuff can't happen in the NFL. You got to save those.
Yeah.
I mean, because, you know, it's week in and week out, you know, playing against the best.
Yeah, it's a long season, so.
When you come into the league, how quickly does it take before you realize, man, this is totally different? This is what I have to do 24/7. Because in college, there's other stuff that, that occupies your time. But when you're in the NFL, it's the NFL all the time.
It's a tough transition at first, I think. It's football 24/7, and you know, it's easy to, you know, not be able to get away from that. And it's hard sometimes, you know, you get all encompassed and you can kind of, you know, if you have a bad day in football, it kind of carries over. So, you know, try to get away from it a little bit, but, it is football 24/7 and, it's a job and that's how you got to treat it. And, you know, I've had a job before in college, but it's just like, you know, a part-time job. This is a real deal job. So, you got to treat it as a job, and it's a business. So that's how we try to approach it, I think.
I think, you know, during training camp, it's going to be totally different because, you know, you're working hard on the field and then, you know, all-night meetings. You know, in college, you don't meet at night.
Class.
Like that. Right, you have class. You have, you know, other things that's going on besides football. But, you know, now it's your job. You know that. And I think that's where you know that it's going to be a totally different, you know, ballpark.
And you guys are always competing for something. I mean, just because someone names you a starter doesn't mean you continue to be a starter unless you're you're a superstar. You know, you're constantly fighting for that position. And, you know, veterans, they know that the rookies are coming to take their jobs. Sometimes they're not friendly. I mean, did you have someone kind of help you out, take you under your wing initially?
I did. I had Chris Harris, you know, we played the same position, but you know, he was a great guy, on and off the field. He kind of took me on his wing and kind of guided me. You know, look, do this, you know, play this, play that, this certain way. And meetings, he told me how to, you know, watch film, how to study. And, you know, that's just, you know, all the part of the game, not just, you know, being selfish and just want to, you know, keep everything to yourself. It's basically all about the team. Mm-hmm. And that's the type of player Chris was.
Were there things that he was saying back then when you were young that you didn't get that now as you get older, you're like, man, that's what he meant.
Yes. And, you know, back then I didn't, you know, he'd tell me this and tell me that, and I try to look at it and try to do that, but
like what? Give me
it
an
didn't
example.
snap. Like our coverages, I mean, noticing things like I notice now on the field. I see tight stacks, you know, I can expect, you know, something, just one threat gonna beat me, you know, can threaten me deep. It's just stuff now. I go back, I be like, man, Chris was right, man. You know, I mean, for me, it just took time. That's the type of learner I am. You know, you just keep pounding me, keep pounding me, keep pounding me with it. Eventually, I get it.
Who was that guy for you, Chris?
I think Chris Harris helped me out a lot too. I think even Craig Stelz, I think, was a guy that really I came in and you know, when I first started, I was running with the twos and it was me and Craig out there, and I think I looked to Craig for a lot of things, and Craig is a guy that's really smart and knows the defense really well. So I still go to Craig for a lot of things, and he helps me out, and he's, you know, a guy that I can always talk to.
Stelz is brilliant in terms of anticipating what the other team's going to do. Not just the defense. He just knows that's what they're going to do.
Yeah. He's a smart guy, and he knows this defense inside and out. So he's a guy that's always, you know, going to be there and always going to help you out and give you his honest answer.
Coming up next, we'll find out how much you guys know about the Bears and your teammates. Are you a Bears authority? If you don't know what that is, oh, you're going to want to stick around next with Major Wright and Chris Conte on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Sunday's game against the Rams is brought to you by Motorola. The first 40,000 fans entering Soldier Field will receive a Bears phone sleeve courtesy of Motorola. The Bears thank Motorola for their support as an official partner of the Chicago Bears. We're here at Hallis Hall on this Friday night with Chris Conte and Major Wright, the Bears starting safeties. I'm Zach Zaidman, and it's time to play Are You a Bears Authority here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. It's real simple. I ask a question. If you know the answer, hit the buzzer that's in front of you guys. And the first person to hit the buzzer gets to answer the question. If you don't get it right, the next guy can answer the question. And whoever's got the most right after seven questions wins a Sports Authority gift certificate for a lucky Bears fan. So you're going to be playing Major for Kyle D. from Champaign. And Chris, you're going to be playing for Brian Drexler from Chicago.
Let's go, Kyle.
All right. And if you're listening right now and you want to play in the future, all you have to do is log on to chicagobears.com/CBN. And click on the Bears All Access page where you can also listen to all of our shows. So, again, Major is playing for Kyle D. Chris is playing for Brian Drexler. And we're about to get it on. All right, question number one. What team did Bears cornerback Tim Jennings play for?
Damn.
Major.
The Colts.
Correct.
Ha, wow. Let's go, Kyle. Let's go, baby.
Are there any
I got
rules
you.
About you gotta, you know, listen to the full question?
No, but remember, if you think, if you're anticipating that
Come
I'm gonna
on,
ask
you
a certain
stop.
Question,
you'll stop as soon as
yeah, exactly. And then if for example, Major got that wrong, I would complete the question. But boy, he's quick. He's anticipating now. Hey. It's year three.
Come on.
All
man.
Right. So it's a 1-0 lead for Major and Kyle D. All right. Question number two. What team did Bears linebacker Geno Hayes play for? Major.
Ha, Tampa Bay.
Yeah, he's on fire right now. Major, a commanding 2-0
Let's
lead
go.
Over
Let's
Chris
go.
Conte here.
I apologize to Brian.
Kyle.
Don't worry,
we
mate.
Got this, Kyle.
Remember, a game's four quarters. All right, question number three. Name three of the – and this is going to sound a little funny because of the player that I'm talking about here, but he really did play more than one sport. Name three of the four sports Bears kicker Robbie Gould played in high school.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Three of the four?
Major. Oh,
man.
I'm going to go with
first.
You better get one of them right.
I'm going to go with football.
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to go with basketball.
Correct.
Damn.
And I'm going to go with baseball.
Incorrect. All that right. leaves Chris.
So I just got to get one. Man. Soccer.
Correct. How about that?
Oh,
he does kick the ball, right?
I'm tripping.
I mean, I figured.
Oh, man. Hey,
yes.
At least I'm on the board.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a kicker, you have
soccer.
To play soccer, right? And
right.
I'm guessing, I haven't even asked him about
this. I
thought
this. He was an athlete.
Oh, I did not say that. And if Robbie Gould is listening, and we know he listens to everything. So I did not say that. Major Wright did. All right, it's a 2-1 game. So Chris Conte is back in it, and
Come
so
back.
Is Brian Drexler from Chicago. All right, here we go. Question number four. This is about a guy in your meeting room. Question number four. In what round of the 2008 draft was Craig Stelz selected? Major.
Fourth.
Correct. Man. And Major takes a commanding
Come
3-1
on,
lead.
Come on, man.
Over Chris Conte. And now he's talking smack, too. Uh-oh. Look, he's bobbing the head. He's feeling good. All right. So basically, it comes down to this. If Major gets this next question right, he wins.
Damn.
So, Chris, you're trying to avoid
Most
elimination.
Most likely
here.
I'm going to win.
Oh, more smack talk. That's between you guys. Take it out on the field. All right, take it out on the Rams. Question number five. What year did the Bears draft defensive end Corey Wooten? Chris.
Hey, I got to take a shot, right?
Go ahead.
2009.
Incorrect.
2010.
Major Wright wins. Wow. Going away.
He got
How about that?
Me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's
it was a setup, all right?
From Northwest. And by the way, speaking of Corey Wooten, it's nice now that he's finally healthy.
Man, he's doing great.
You know, like, because you guys have seen it the last couple of years in training camp where he's been a very impressive performer, but just injuries have kind of hurt him.
He's doing good.
2000.
Still on that?
Man.
Still on that? Really?
Do you want me to read? Yeah. And by the way, congratulations to Kyle D. from Champaign.
Kyle, hey, appreciate it.
Major Wright has just won you a Sports Authority gift certificate. But just for pride, the next couple of questions here. Where did Bears offensive lineman Shiloh Rachel play his college ball? You have to know this.
I do?
Yeah.
SC? No?
Yes.
SC?
Yeah. I mean, your conference, I mean, Pac-12. You know, all right.
And got then, it right. It took a while.
Yeah.
Got it right.
And then question seven. Bears running back Michael Bush went to high school and college in the same city. Which city is it?
Oh. I don't know.
Louisville.
Louisville?
Yeah. He's very proud of his basketball team. There's a lot of pride with Michael Bush.
Okay.
Loves the basketball team there. You know, Rick Pitino's done a nice job.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know. Congratulations to Major. Chris, don't worry. We'll have you back on at some point this season.
Appreciate it.
And you'll be able to rebound. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we've got a lot of stuff to talk about in terms of the Rams and what you need to do to beat a team that most Bears fans don't know a lot about, but I'm sure you guys do after watching all the video that you've watched this week on the fancy iPads. That's next right here on Bears All Access with Major Wright and Chris Conti on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Ask a Bears question in the Toyota Fan Zone. Tweet any Bears-related question using the hashtag BearsToyota, and it might be answered during the Bears Game Night Live TV broadcast Sunday nights on Fox Chicago. If the selected question belongs to you, you will receive a Bears Pro Shop gift card, so you can use the hashtag BearsToyota. All right, so let me ask you guys a couple of questions here before we get to the Rams. We're with Major Wright and Chris Conti here on Bears All Access. You guys are big on Twitter. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, if
not big, but I'm on Twitter.
How much is too much information? What's your limit in terms of I'm never talking about this on social media?
I'm never talking about.
There's a lot of stuff I'm never talking about.
I don't talk about my family, stuff like that. You know, I just communicate. When I wake up in the morning, I send a morning tweet. Just thanking the Lord for waking me up this morning. And then, certain stuff, I see I probably tweet about it, just joke about it, and try to get involved with my fans the majority of the time.
I think I write a lot more tweets than I actually post. I write them, and then I think about it, probably,
But that's the Herm Edwards advice, right?
Yeah.
Don't hit send.
Yeah, don't hit send. Just think, take about, 5 minutes, think about it. Do I really need to say this? And then I go, no, I don't really need to say that.
When is it toughest? Is it after a loss? Because usually there's probably, a ton of stuff going on through your head. And do you check the responses that you get? Because when you win, everything's great, right? Everyone's throwing bouquets your way. It's when you lose, and say maybe you didn't have the best game, and other people know.
Yeah.
Is that when you get just crazy stuff?
Yeah. Block a lot of people on Twitter, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I report them to spam, too.
Report them? Report them. I don't know if anything bad happens when you report them, so I'll just block them.
Do you feel, I guess the best way to put it is, at the level that you're at, because you talked earlier, both of you guys, about, this is – the highest level. You got to be a professional, but you're still human.
Yeah.
So does it still bother you?
Yeah. I think in college I got a lot of that. You just learn to just not deal with it. But when it first, comes out, you see people talking bad about you, it affects you. You don't want anybody talking bad about you, but I think the more it happens and the more, just realize that people are going to say good things when things are going well, and they're going to say bad things when things are going bad. So, you just take it with a grain of salt, and you can't listen to things, and just rely on the people that really matter.
Yep, it's true.
Yeah, and the worst thing, though, is when you know you had a bad game, forget about what the people are writing, and you know you got to go and watch video the next day.
Oh,
and
it's rough.
That's probably the worst.
That's
like,
worse.
You know we about to sit down and watch this.
I think the worst is because we get the next day off. We get usually have Monday off, and then you get all Monday to think about it. So I think that's the worst part. I'd rather come in and just get it over with, you know, be mad at me, be happy with me, whatever. And then we can move on.
Because, you know, usually the old saying is it's never as bad as you think or it's never as good as you think. But,
sometimes.
But you know. Yeah, but you know when you're the primary guy that got beat, say, or made a huge mistake that led to a score. That's when it just
– It hurts.
Your stomach must turn.
It hurts.
Yeah, it's like a knife just cutting you. You know, you got to go to work tomorrow and be like, I let my brothers down, basically, you know.
I think with us, a lot of times, you know, we're our biggest critics too, so – I think it hurts us the most when we mess up. It's hard, you know, we're hard enough on ourselves. And then, you know, other people getting on us just can make it worse.
All right. So they made you guys move, right? I think for the longest time here at Hallis Hall, all the defensive backs were grouped together. There are all these classrooms upstairs here in the building where, you know, there's a room for the offensive linemen. There's a room for the rushmen, the defensive line, so on and so forth. And the defensive backs were grouped together, corners and safeties in one room. That's changed this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're moving up, you know, as a safety.
Got
unit.
New real estate, huh?
Yeah, we're moving up. You know, I guess, you know, they came up with, you know, Coach Bird coaching us, Coach Hope. You know, he's the leader of DBs, and you know, Coach Gill, he does a great job with coaching us. Great detail coach. He get on us when we need to be gotten on, and you know, we just got us a new room, and we're coming up in the world. Thank you.
All right. Well, all I know is Tim Jennings has never looked better, so it benefited him to not have you guys in the room. And then the other thing is, last time I checked, there wasn't any construction done here at Hallis Hall, so whose room are you occupying? Whose room?
We tore some pictures off the wall. We changed the nameplate on the wall.
What did the nameplate say before it said safety?
It said quarterbacks.
So you guys kicked Jay Cutler, Jason Campbell out of their room. Where are they now?
They weren't using it.
We didn't kick nobody out of the room. You know, let's clear that up. We didn't kick anybody out. I guess they wasn't using the room as much. I guess they meet with their coach in the offices upstairs or whatever. And you know, we was like, hey man, we might as well use this room. Nobody's using it. And we could have basically kept the quarterbacks on there because, you know, we can't be the quarterbacks in the back end, you know.
That is true. That is true.
Of the defense. So, you know, we just changed it to the safeties.
All right. So you guys have been watching in your new fancy room. You guys have been watching a lot of video of the Rams. Yep. What are the keys to success specifically for you guys against that team?
I say every week I would feel like it's alignment, assignment, key, technique. And, you know, we go by that. We just play. It makes you play a lot faster. And you're reading your keys. You see this.
You say keys, you're talking about you have a set of rules.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You follow your rules based on what they do. So you're
every down.
And
every down is alignment, assignment, key, and technique. And say if it's a C8 and I have to be in a C8, reading a tight end, that's my key. You know, and he gives me my run pass key. And you know, that's I feel like, you know, week in and week out, that's what it is.
I think our defense, you know, has been around for a long time, and we do what we do. So really, as long as we read our keys, we don't change for.
Yeah, what you're saying is, if you guys are disciplined within the framework of what the Bears do defensively, the other team will not have success against.
The star of the defense
is the defense.
That's true. That's what you guys have always been saying. And so far, the defense has played well this season. Hope it continues against the Rams on Sunday. Guys, it's been a lot of fun. Chris Conti, Major Wright, thank you so much for joining us. For the executive producer, Greg Miller, G Money on the other side, and Paul Zerang, who helped us blast through the speakers of your radio. I'm Zach Sadman saying so long. This has been Bears All Access, part of the Chicago Bears network of shows on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access has been brought to you by Sports Authority and has been sponsored by Toyota and Verizon.